All right, so this is going to be the wrap-up from the pediatric surgery on March 30th, where we talked about T fistulas, esophageal atresias, as well as malrotation with Dr. Vu. So Danny and Key are just going to briefly go over some of their take-home messages for this.
So what's really important about this topic is that these are issues that you will frequently see on pediatric surgery, and certainly consults that you will often receive in the newborns. And I hope what you get from this is sort of a general approach about how to manage these patients, what to look for, what diagnostic studies to pursue, and when to not pursue diagnostic studies and in fact perform emergent operations. And so we're thankful for Dr. Wu for joining us and for offering her insight. And
okay. So Danny was done a little early from the wrap-up, but Dr. Vu wanted to actually wrap up. So the plan is, so from the first case, we talked about T fistulas and esophageal atresias. So really the first thing would be on a, when you're getting your first, if somebody comes in, and I think the thing that I learned was just that first sign of having too much secretions or difficulty feeding, or even if you knew polyhydramnios was coming in, just being able to talk to the families about, sort of delivering at a center that could have the capabilities to take care of it. But then once you decide that somebody does have an esophageal atresia anatomy, the first thing to do is put the Rapogl tube down and then get your first x-ray. And on that x-ray, you can really see whether or not the end of the Rapogl tube is, stuck in a blind pouch, and if you have gas in the abdomen, and that really can help differentiate what type of this is going to be. From there, then we sort of talked about whether or not this needs to be, how to set this up in the operating room. So Dr. Vu sort of mentioned having the teams available to minimize positive pressure ventilation. So really trying to do it with spontaneous breathing and making sure that you have all the teams available to enter the chest on the right and really set up your anastomosis. So we sort of talked about that in the management of the first case.
A key important thing you should always think about when you're evaluating these patients are there other presentations that this could explain, such as sepsis in a patient that's having difficulty feeding or respiratory distress. So you always want to think about starting antibiotics, cultures, and also looking for other associations that may be important when you're planning your operation, but also determine whether or not you need cardiac anesthesia for patients that have Vactor associations.
I said I'd be quiet, but I'm going to make one comment, because I think the thing that I took away was that gastric bubble, because if you don't have the gastric bubble, then it's not an urgent case. If you have a gastric bubble, then it's a very urgent case. And that's the main classification, it seems like. God knows I try to memorize all those classifications as a resident.
So then going on to the second case was sort of this bilious emesis. So the discerning point on this one was trying to figure out, sort of thinking about malrotation. That's something that you can never take off your differential at this point. So if you have time, again, if somebody is septic, they need to go to the operating room and get an operation. But if you do have time, getting an upper GI study in order to actually see how wide your mesentery base is, looking for sort of the corkscrew sign or seeing where your DJ junction is and where your ileocecal valve sort of junction is. And at that point, then Dr. Vu kind of talked about doing the LADS procedure, but also just that your splenic flexure is the fixation point, and so you're sort of wanting scar tissue. So we sort of talked about the benefits of doing these cases open versus laparoscopic, and sort of the, how these patients heal afterwards, that you're relying on scar tissue to be able to do this. So.
Final comments, Dr. Vu?
Perfect. Okay, all right.
Can we have this picture to leave?
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Moon.
Thanks, guys. That's great.